Zvachim, Per Gimel, Mishne Gimel. We're going to pick up again the inyonim of Machsheves Pigul, Chutzlazmane, Chutzlum Koimoy. The basic idea that we had by Richus in the second perek was that a Machsheves Hapiseles, Hamifageles of Chutzlazmanoy becomes a Pigul Shechayvan Olav Koris, that's Pigul proper, as long as it's Korva Matik Mitzvosoy. And Chutzlum Koimoy is a Machshava Apoiselis, not Mefageles. It's the same type of idea, but Lamaise doesn't have the Chiv Koros. So here we pick up Protim in that theme. Hashoiches HaZevach, he's Mechashiv B'Shas T'Shchitas HaKorbon. Lechol is Mechashiv on the Achilon. This is Machshavas Pigul, classic. What is he Mechashiv? Lechol Dova Shein Darke Lechol. He's Mechashiv on a Chelik of the Korbon, which is not oimid to be eaten, he's mechashev to eat it. Or, ulahakte dovash ein darkei lahakte, he's mechashev on a haktoro of something which is not oimid lahaktoro. Taloch is kosher. That machshav is not poisel. Now there is a chiddush over here, which is why Rebbe Elazar poisel. It's not so poshut. Why is it not so poshut? Normally you could say, mechashev to be zoyrik the oir of the behemoth. Stam the dvar betelum is nish tzimzach. But over here, both the achila, what we call achila eating, or achilas mizbeach, which is haktara, are both referred to in the Torah in this context as achila. We darshan in the second peg, the pasuk says im heochel yeochel mipsa zevach shlom bayem eshlish lo yirotza. That's the pasuk of machshava mefagelus, and it talks about heochel yeochel b'shtei achilas akosu medaber achilas odem and achilas mizbeach. So l'chayra, a dovish adarke lechel and a dovish adarke lahakta are really first cousins because they're both meshach shayachit achila. Afilo achi. Achila l'maisa is achila, haktara is haktara. Never the twain shall meet. Mechashiv ba'achila dovish adarke lahakta. Lahakta, dovish adarke lechel is not a machshova proper of pigul, and therefore the covenant is kosher. Reb Elazar is poisel because the shtei achila is crosswise. They're both achila. Lechol dovish adarke lechol lahakti dovish adarke lahakti. So here the chayra, there's a proper machshavas. It's hard to use the word proper when you're talking about a machshava peselas. But that's the way it is in Zvachim. When we're talking about a machshava that has a certain effect, so sometimes we use the sprach of that's the right way to be machashav. We mean the wrong way. But we call it the right way. That's the way it has that effect, that chalois pastos. So when we talk about a proper machshava, we're talking about an improper machshava. It's a machshava apoiselas. If it's a dovish adarke lechol ulahaktir, so lechayr, it is a proper machsheves mefagelas. However, he's mechashev on a pochus mekezayis. The pochus mekezayis is not an achila. It's also not a haktorah. Achilois are always in the context of a kezayis. Lechol kechatzi zayis or lahakti chatzi zayis. Let's say he's mechashiv on a kezayis. But it's a half a kezayis of this and a half a kezayis of that. Lemaisa, it's kosher. Shein achila v'aktor mitstarfin. The two do not come together. Now, it's interesting. Why is the Mishnah putting this here? L'chor achila v'aktor we spoke about before. L'chor, this is the way the Gemara says it. Look at the Tais Yomtiv brings this raid. That even according to Reb Elazar that said that the shtei achilois do crosswise, they're both referred to as achila, therefore davish adarke lechol could include darke lechol and darke lahakte, but not as one kezayis. It's not one thing. Sof kol sof, one's an achila, one's a haktara, is klapi the etzim cheftz of the kezayis that he's mechashiv alav. Sof kol sof, it's two different things. One's a half a kezayis to this, one's a half a kezayis to that. That lechol is pshat in the Mishnah. Now, we could say to ourselves, there's a little bit of a chiddush over here, in that the shear is a kezayis, because we've mentioned earlier, is that the mitzvah of achilas kochim is on a half a kezayis. Bavusta, it's kamat mufurush in the Gemara, that a person is mekayim, a mitzvah of achilas kochim on a half a kezayis. And the Velt wants to know, how can you be mekayim a mitzvah say of achila on a chatzi kezayis? All mitzvahs achila shabbatayr are always on a kezayis, not a chatzi kezayis. And the Bavusta read the Beis Halevi, we'll say it over in the Nusach, that's Mekubal, is that when we say the shir kezayis, we're talking about the shir of a maisa achila. Masha'enke, in the mitzvah of achila is kochim, it's not a mitzvah to do a maisa achila, it's a mitzvah in the Chefza. It's a mitzvah mitzad the etzem boser kotchim that it shall be eaten. The mitzvah is not to eat, the mitzvah is that it should be eaten. A mitzvah in the zach alein that it should be eaten could be niskayim even when the amount that's eaten is pachas m'kazayis. So there would be a mokum to say that the lechel over here could be even on less than a kazayis. For desvegan, when we're talking about mim mechashiv on a ma'isa achila, so that ma'isa achila has to be kazayis, and therefore the machshova of pachas m'kazayis is not a machshova of peselis. Mishnah Dal, Hashechas HaZevach, Lechol Kazayis Min Ha'or. Here as well, we're talking about his shechting and his mechashiv on achila, chutzos mani chutzom kamei, things that are not oimid la'achila. Except the Mishnah over here is a little bit more specific. Min Ha'or, the or of behemah, the skin, the outer skin of the behemah, is bechlal not oil ala mezbech. There's a process called hefshet v'nituach. They skin the behemah, there's a place in the Azor that was miyuchit for that, and then they cut it up into pieces, and that's the way it's put. For sure, it's not eaten. It's not eaten, it's not hukrav. Or is always given even to the Bailam, to the Kehanim, each carbon, lufi its zach. Over here, lecho kezayis min or is certainly not a zach that's emid la'achila. Min ha-roitiv, roitiv is the word that's used in Ivrit for sauce. What it really means in the context of Maseches Zvachim, Maseches Chulin, is when one cooks the basar, so there's the water that has the lechus, the oil of the basar that's cooked, the shamnunis of the basar that's cooked, that's not basar proper, it's roitiv of basar. This is shayla moshe when you learn Maseches Chulin legabi machol zasuris. That'll be a shayla. So over here, to say that roitiv, which is that soup, so to speak, that has the flavor of the basar, is a kezayis of basar, no, that it's not. Minakipo, there are pieces of basar that are on the animal, and really it is be'etzem, be'cheftze, basar. However, it's pieces that fall to the bottom of the kedera, and they're left over there. They're not served together with a regular serving of basar. They don't have the chshivas of achilas basar to be called a dovish a darker lechel. It's not darker lechel. It's a cheftze of basar, but it's not darker lechel. Min ha'olol. Olol is also little pieces of basar that stick to the oil when they were mafshit, when they skinned the behemah. So there were little pieces on the skin that stuck to it. It's basar, but it's not davish adak alecho. Min ha'atzomois. Certainly not roi to eat bones. Min ha'gidim. Gidim is also the tendons, sinews, whatever it's called in English. It's also not davish haroi lachila. Min ha'tofayim are the claws of the behemah, mina karnayim, from the horns. You're talking about a shor. So you're talking about a chelik which is pure bone. It's not a dovish adak alechel. Chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayim, if you had a machshova of either of these two types, kosher, ve'in chayovin aleihem, the Mishnah adds, if it's dovish adak alechel, it doesn't create machshavas pigel, doesn't create even a machshava peselas. Ve'in chayovim aleihem, they also don't have a din, a chelik of the nechal, the chelik ha-nechal of the carbon. There are three major isurim, the chayovin alov korus, in the context of a carbon. Pigel, nois, and tomi. These three always go together. Pigel is when there's a machshova hamafageles of chutzl zmanoi. So let's say he's mechashev on the shchita, b'shas the shchita, or any of the other avoidis, that there's going to be an achila chutzl zmanoi. So then the whole behema becomes pigel. It's true that if he's mechashev to eat atzomois or olol or kippur, any of these things, then the behema doesn't become pigel at all. But what happens when the behema did become pigel? Now that's pigel. What's included in the iser chorus if one actually eats? Only something which is davar shadak alechel. Not only that, noiser also is the halach of leaving over basar kotchim after yom v'layla for kotchim kadoshim, after shnei yom v'layla for kotchim kalim. The halach is that the basar that's left over, it might be mechuyev sveifa, but lamais it's not davar shadak alechel, it's not chiyuv koros. Tomei begufoy that eats basar kotchim in a state of tahara. That's the only one we're talking about. Other variations like a tohor sheochal basar kotchim tomei is over in a lav, but he's not chayv koros. Only a tome she'ochal boso kochim b'taharo is chayv koros. Again, only a dovish adak lechel. Samila has that same limitation like the other halachos here.